And the whole ship goes this. It's not like in a hotel where one part you can yet work on. The logistic management system has improved operational efficiency, reduced waste on board. Cruise ships are a danger to the sea because they create a lot of waste. But if you have a proper waste management system and an AI-driven logistics system, you can reduce waste. You can analyze passenger data, onboard consumption patterns, stock levels, and you can optimize supply chain management and inventory replenishment processes. You can ensure that right product comes at the right time instead of carrying a heavy load of product. So that is helps you save costs. It improves operational, it reduces expenses. And the profitability goes up. Now if you optimize fuel consumption, maintaining schedule and logistic management in a cruise ship where fuel is going to be consumed, so if your AI is monitoring drift patterns and it's monitoring in current patterns and optimizing your fuel consumption in its course and keeping it on schedule, you're saving cost. If your maintenance is done properly and the AI is telling you this equipment may fail and you do the maintenance properly so that the equipment doesn't fail, you are not changing parts, you're reducing costs. Again, logistics. If you're carrying too much at one point of time from one place to another place, your ship becomes heavier and it becomes slower, cost increase. So that again, logistics also improves costs. So you're significantly reducing costs. And your competitiveness in cruise industry increases because of that. Now we'll get back to another case study of a car. Their revenue management system. So Accor again, like Marriott, is a international brand. It owns, manages, franchise hotels, resorts, vacation properties worldwide. It's a worldwide. It's got different brands also under it. So again, it's the same thing. Their AI uses, optimizes revenue pricing strategies for the properties. They analyze booking pattern, marketing demand, competitive pricing, historical performance, and they optimize room rates and pricing strategies for its properties. Forecast demand is evaluated. Pricing opportunities are landed. Dynamic room adjust, real-time room rates are adjusted. And predictive analysis anticipating future demand and also adjust future pricing strategies accordingly. So what they have been able to achieve? They have been able to increase the room RevPAR, revenue per available room, and optimized occupancy levels across their properties. So they have also, like Marriott has, adopted the dynamic based platform where market conditions and everything else enables the fluctuations, and it happens in using AI, so it happens automatically. So that reduces downtime and it achieves better financial performance and competitiveness. Now Renaissance owns Renai by Renaissance. Again, it's an AI powered virtual concierge service. So it's a revolutionary idea, concierge service, by combining AI with the insights of Renaissance navigators, providing personalized and local informed recommendation to guests. Basically, what does Renaissance do? It uses ChatGPT and open source data trained with navigator inputs. Navigators are their people. So it offers a constantly updated list of local recommended actions. It's accessible for the guests anywhere. So it's accessible by a smartphone, by text, via WhatsApp. So Renai is accessible anywhere. So what it has done is their navigators verify local recommendations. So they go to different places, they verify different local recommendations and and they, you know, feed it to RENAI. That input is also given to the this. Plus, it's a ChatBeat GTP platform. So, it's integrated all the inputs from everyone plus the navigator verified inputs. So that gives enhanced personalized guest experience. Not only guest is not only getting the information and from an AI, but it also getting navigator verified local recommendations. So it increases the entire thing. So let's get to Carnival Cruise again. Carnival Cruise uses LOT, which is Internet of Things, and AI for smart cities at sea. Basically, Carnival is a cruise line. It travels in sea. So its whole thing is about making a transformative journey using Internet of Things, LOT, and artificial intelligence to create smart cities at sea. So what they have is a ocean medallion. It's a wearable Internet of Things device which is given to every customer, whoever is on board. So the whole aim is to provide personalized, efficient, enjoyable experience for passengers. So when a passenger is on board, everything my passenger gets communicated through is from the ocean medallion, which they wear. It's a wearable device. Connects to every network on the ship of service and experience are powered by it. It also allows us payment options, allows keyless entry into your rooms. When you're going off ship, your embarkment process, other benefits. So even when you're going off ship, you're wearing the medallion, I mean, you have to return back, they know where you are. So the whole thing goes accordingly. Now, for the crew members, what it does is because the medallion is also a thing which is powered by AI, so it looks at the entire guest experience. It looks at the entire guest. How do I put it? It looks like the entire guest interactions during the entire stay of the guest in the ship. So it analyzes the guest experience. It analyzes the guest sensitivity, and then it gives feedback to the crew members, which allows them to do personalized service and links to interactive portals and other digital experiences throughout the ship. It allows them to give personalized service, and this technology is integrated into the physical environment of the ship. So it's an enhanced Internet of Things, it's analyzing all the time. What does it do? Impact. It enhances guest experience. I get personalized everything because the AI which I'm wearing, the medallion, is analyzing everything about me, and is giving feedback to the crew, and the crew is then giving me personalized service. It creates efficiency because service delivery optimizes resources. And it's completely data-driven insights. I just said that. My one little thing I just said that. Let's get to Accor again. Now, Accor has got a unique AI-driven food-based production initiative. Accor operates 5,500 hotels across the world, 10,000 food and beverage venues, and 200 million meals globally. So they undertook a food waste management reduction initiative. So goal of the company was to cut food waste by half by 2030. It's got a major problem of 20 tons of food waste produced per hotel per each year on average. 20 tons of food waste. So what they did, they created an online reporting tool called GIA. It's a technology-based unique solution. It measures food waste precisely. It helps in monitoring energy, water, waste, carbon footprint performance. Then they also partnered with AI startups like MinnoVision, Orbis, and Fullspoon VinoVision uses visual recognition to analyze food wastage, surplus food. Oddbiz scans leftover food to provide data on waste. And Fullspoon predicts customer demand to optimize food preparation. So all that information has come up with all these tools. With all that information, they created employee training and customer awareness modules. So they trained the kitchen staff. They trained their customers to ensure that, you know, there is no wastage of food. So they wanted to promote responsible consumption habits. They also powered with Too Good To Go part. And they saved 137 tons of food and waste from food from waste, preventing over 345 tons of excess CO2 emissions. Remember, food waste always gives CO2 emissions. So their carbon footprint reduced by 345 tons of CO2 emissions. Now, properties like Fairmont, Jakarta, and Novotel London, which are both part of the Accor group, they've seen significant reduction in food waste up to 39%. They optimize it and they've, you know, made an average of 6% better margins on food and beverage. Around £800 per hotel per month in waste has been reduced. £800 per hotel per month in waste. And they're actually, because all this helps CO2 emissions come down, so they reduce CO2 emissions. Now let's get to Hilton Coney. That's again an AI-powered hotel concierge. It's a robot, this one. The robot concierge is, they partnered with IBM, and the whole objective was to enhance the guest experience, provide efficient data, personalized and interactive service. So Connie was helped to provide guests with valuable information about the hotel, local attraction, dining option, enhance all overall experience. It does not do check-in though. It doesn't do other aspects. So French robotics company Aldebaran was used to form the humanoid. So it's a robot, humanoid, which is standing there as a concierge and helps you. So it answers their questions, provides relevant information. And Connie is positioned next to the reception area. It will give directions in the hotel also, it will give you that. So the entire concierge, which used to be done by humans earlier. So one aspect of concierge is giving, providing information. And one aspect is done by Connie itself. So the rest aspects of the of the concierge can be done by humans. So they're concentrating more on guest efficiency. So Connie assists guests by offering directions to the hotels, local recommendations. It doesn't handle check-in. I said that earlier. So it's provided a significant impact. Because at any given point of time, Connie does not deal with stations. So there is always someone to answer. Timely and accurate information on hotel service. It enhances the guest interaction and responds to human emotions. And it's always learning and adapting its accommodation based on guest interactions. Guests may tell it, you know, this is better, that is better, you go there, it might have. It always learns from that also. So it supports that. These routine guest inquiries which are there, which I all handle by. Where is the restroom? So it will tell the guest that. So all that human staff don't have to be. They can dedicate themselves to different complex tasks to enhancing guest experience in other aspects. Now Taj Hotels, which is India's largest hotel chain, homegrown hotel chain, it's powered guest personalization. So it's a premium hotel chain across India. So Taj Hotel algorithms analyzes guest behavior, past interactions, creates personalized guest profiles. So they're using these profiles to anticipate guest needs, preferences, enable hotel staff to offer customized service, amenities, and recommendation. Additionally, apart from that, they have chatbots and virtual assistants provided guests, real-time assistance support throughout their stay, and on their websites, and on their apps, and various other channels which they're using. So by incorporating AI, they've improved guest satisfaction, loyalty, and repeat business. What AI has landed up doing for Taj, it has taken their customer engagement to another level. So what they've done is by the seamless information which goes into their customer engagement platforms, and it goes to their staff wherever the customer reaches, then that helps them give personalized attention and seamless effect. OYO is a large chain of hotels, budget hotels, like vacation homes, guest houses. So OYO uses online analytical data from various sources. I mean, OYO has its own platform, and then it also uses Make My Trip and others, including, and they use feedback from various other sources, booking patterns they'll go through, maintenance records, and for operational inefficiencies and areas for improvement. So OYO, you have to realize, is not a fully owned, it's not an owned budget hotels network. It's a collaborated budget hotels network in vacation homes. Being a collaborated budget hotel network, although you use their branding everywhere, it needs to have various tools and AIs to assess all these small places and where they're going wrong. So they have to assess all the guest feedbacks, all the booking patterns. They have to look at the maintenance records so that they can keep telling the owners of those various properties that they have to maintain their properties. So they're using these automated process to help the owners run their properties, creating schedules, inventory management, maintenance planning, and they're doing it from a remote location. So all AI is helping them optimize predictive analysis, forecasting, everything. So because they are remotely handling all these properties without their staff on board in any of these properties, then because of that, they need AI maximum to ensure that their quality is maintained, and they are using their brand on these properties. So they have been able to streamline hotel operations, reduce costs, improve overall efficiency by using it. And these processes help them to deliver consistent, high-quality experience to different guests. And like I said, OYO is neither owned or run by OYO staff. They only sell and market the properties as OYO and provide all these inputs to OYO hotel operations so that those people running the can meet the standards, reduce costs, and improve overall efficiency. Now let's get back to another hotel chain, which is Intercontinental Hotel Group. Multinational, obviously, it's a worldwide brand. They're also using AI to enhance customer service and guest satisfaction. Again, they're using AI for responding to guest inquiries, requests, feedback in real time. And they use chatbots, virtual assistants, voice recognition technology to provide guests with personalized support throughout their stay. And even sentimental analysis to monitor guest feedback on social media and to identify areas of improvement and addressing guest concerns proactively. Now see, we've gone through so many examples. All of them are using AI. All big chains have adopted to AI. And smaller chains are also adopting to AI. Over a period of time, they'll all be fully adopted to AI. And AI is providing them with similar inputs and not similar inputs, because the inputs will be different depending on hotels in different segments. And giving them that platform which helps them all improve the efficiency. It's no different from any other this, but only thing is they all have different ways of doing it. So what have they achieved? What has Intercontinental? Their response times have improved. in the customer service perspective. They've reduced guest wait times, enhanced overall guest satisfaction. Their efficiency has improved. The customer service AI, customer service panel is leading to increased loyalty and positive word of mouth for intercontinental hotels. Now, what are the highlights of what we've gone through? Next 8-10 slides will only be highlights because it will be at the end of the day, this is the summary of what we've gone through. So the case study highlights the following. What does it tell you? AI provides enhanced efficiency. Efficiency improves. Customer service improves because information improves. Response time improves. Gives valuable analytical data, valuable insights, critical insights into how to business strategy divisions. It reduces operation cost. You know, example, chatbots. They don't have a human being typing answers and answering answers. That reduces time, reduces cost, human intervention. Those guys can do some other work. Helps make personalization tool. There is a lot of human and AI collaboration which happens. When that happens, the accuracy and the limited recommendations happen. All this enhances guest satisfaction. The future of hospitality lies in products like Renai. All these are now moving towards a much better customer engagement and experience. New standards are being set, where collaboration is happening between the Renai and the Renai agent, and both their information are together and giving much more better standards, better experience to customers. AI's scalability is from 0 to 1,000. I mean, to infinity. The dynamic capabilities of AI is very high. AI is one example of it, but it's very high. Personalization at scale, which is unthinkable, is now going to happen, has started happening. Technology, IoT, and AI, leveraged to provide personalized experience in large-scale hotels. There has been a seamless integration of digital and physical space. Data utilization on continuous improvement. You know, data, fresh data keeps coming in. More data, the more the data, the more the analysis, the better the functionality. That helps technology becoming a catalyst for change. There is a comprehensive approach. So technology, employee training, customer engagement, all partnering together, especially in areas for effective waste reduction, reducing carbon initiatives, imprints, creating sustainable businesses, long-term environmental and economical benefits. The integration of AI in customer service helps in successful robotics being used, like Connie. Robotics are being used for that aspect. It's creating a competitive edge because they're the only ones who are using robotics right now. Others will also adapt. So the Hilton is creating its own innovation in those aspects. This is the whole gambit of what has already been going through right now in the hospitality industry. The future is bright, and like I said, AI is from zero to infinity. The possibilities are endless. Thank you.